Life Audio.
Hey friends, how often do you speak life over yourself? Did you know that psychologists and theologians both support the power of affirmations? When I wake up every morning, I speak positive affirmations all from the Word of God. It's totally changed my life. Imagine starting each day with renewed confidence, hope, and peace. I want to invite you into this practice of speaking life. And to jumpstart your journey, I've created a soothing, meditative audio just for my Faith Friday listeners. You can listen to this audio each and every day. It's yours for free at danashay.com/speaklife. It's time that you take captive every thought and make it obedient to the Word of God. Download your free audio today at danashay.com/speaklife. Hey friends, it's Dana Shay, and you are listening to Faith Talks, a special edition of Real Relationship Talk. I am so happy to have you today on the podcast, and I want to kind of piggyback a little bit off of last week's Faith Talk. Today, we are going to be talking about how do I walk by faith when life is so hard. I don't know if you are in a season right now of just sheer faith. Just sheer believing God. Like you don't see anything in front of you that actually helps you to believe, but there is something deep within you. There is an abiding truth that you know in your knower, as my pastor says, that you just believe. Maybe you're not at that place. Maybe you're saying, you know, it's really been a struggle for me, Dana. Like I am really, really trying to hold on to the hand of God right now, but it is really, really hard. And I really need help because right now my life is so out of whack. Right now, everything in front of me, everything that I see, everything that I'm experiencing is saying and acting and feeling the exact opposite of what I'm believing for. I understand both places because I've been in both places. I want to encourage you today from the Word of God. This is our source of encouragement. I want to first of all let you know, as I said to you last week, if you listened to that episode, and if you haven't, by the way, after you listen to this one, go back and listen to episode 212. But I want to encourage you today, friend, that God is for you. So regardless of what you're feeling, regardless of what you're seeing, regardless of what people are saying, regardless of your past experiences, you need to know that in your heart of hearts, that God is for you. There's a passage of scripture in the book of Hebrews 11. We often call it the Hall of Faith because it lists all of these amazing Christian and pre-Christian, really Old Testament saints who walked by faith. And the Bible says something really important. It says that not all of these people received the promise here on this side of heaven. Most of them died believing the promise. Now, that's not really what we want to hear, is it? We want our story to be she believed God and God fulfilled all of her dreams. He believed God and God made all of his dreams and desires come true. But the truth is, there are going to be times that we have to walk by faith, and some of those promises, you all, are not going to be fulfilled in our lifetime. Some of those promises we will get to see from the other side. So I want to read to you Hebrews 12, verse 2, in context of Hebrews 11. Okay, so remember, Hebrews 11, the whole chapter is all about these giants and the faith. And let me say something about these giants in the faith, y'all, because sometimes we can put these Bible characters on pedestals. Like they believed God without wavering, and they never made mistakes, and they never questioned God, and they never sinned. Not true, my friends. Okay. Exhibit A, Abraham. Okay. So if you ever feel like you are a bad Christian because you doubt or because your faith is wavering, you are in good company. All right. Because most of them did as well. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. I'm going to read this to you out of the New Living Translation. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this, listen here, we do this, how? By keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. I want you all to understand that Jesus had to go through things too. Jesus's faith was tested just like ours. I know that it's hard for us to believe that because we're like, well, he was really God. He already knew the outcome. How could his faith be tested like mine? But remember that he was fully man as well when he was here on earth. The Bible says that he was tempted in every situation, yet did not sin. So that means that he was also tempted to lose heart. He was also tempted to lack faith. And the Bible says that he endured the cross. Remember the word that we talked about last week, perseverance? This is a very similar word, endured. He endured the trials. He endured the shame. He endured the ridicule. He endured people thinking that he was a fraud. He endured people leaving him, betraying him, denying him. Why? For the joy set before him. For the joy set before him, he knew that there was something that was coming that was going to be greater than what he was experiencing in that present moment. And this is what we have to remember, friends, is that if we just look at what's in front of us right now, what's right in front of us, what we can see with our natural eyes, we are going to be shaky. We are going to be unstable, and the enemy is going to pick us off just like this. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, this is what Hebrews says. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We keep our eyes fixed on him and we say, God, I don't understand what's happening right now. This is a very long delay that I was not expecting right now, but I'm going to continue to keep my eyes on you. If you have ever seen a movie where they race horses, or maybe if you yourself have ever gone to a horse race or seen a horse race, you know that they will put blinders on the horse so that the peripheral is blocked out, so that the only thing that the horse sees is what is in front of him or her. This is how we have to be as believers. There's so many distractions in our lives. There's so many naysayers. Our own flesh, our own insecurities, our own doubts are constantly speaking to us. The enemy is always speaking to us. We have got to get to the place where we learn how to shut out the peripheral. Where we learn how to stop focusing on all that other stuff. Fix our eyes on Jesus. Understand that faith is the substance of things not seen. So when you say something like, well, I just don't see how it's going to work out. Great. You're not supposed to. If you saw it, it wouldn't be faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So whatever it is that you're hoping for, whatever that thing is that you're believing God for, whatever that thing is that is not seen, that is where we put our trust in God for. We keep our faith in Christ. We don't put our faith in that stuff, okay? We keep our faith in Christ and we trust God for the things that we cannot see with our natural eyes. I truly believe that when we set our minds in this way, it doesn't mean that your problems are going to go away. It doesn't mean that the answer is going to be given to you automatically, but it means that you're going to live a life of joy. You're going to live a life of contentment. You're going to live a life of peace because you know that God truly is for you. And you don't have to see everything to believe it. So thank you so much for joining me today on this Faith Friday. If you haven't already gotten your Speak Life audio, I want to encourage you to head on over to danashe.com. That's danache.com/speaklife so that you can begin filling your mind and your mouth with the Word of God as you wait in great anticipation for the things that God has in store for you. Have a wonderful Friday. May your Friday and the very rest of your week be full of faith. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.